Namaste everyone. This is a poem I had written called The World's Best Astrologer. The inspiration of this poem was the teachings of my spiritual mentor, Ramesh Balsekar, and the foundation of these teachings was the total acceptance of the will of God, and that nobody is the doer of their actions. In India, of course, it is very common to visit astrologers. I myself have met many astrologers, some of them are my friends. Some I have published when I wear the hat of a book publisher. But I recall reading one anecdote. I think it was in Paul Brunton's book, the best-selling book, A Search in Secret India, where he visits an astrologer in Varanasi to learn astrology from him. He asks this leading astrologer whether he reads his own horoscope. And I think the astrologer replies to the effect that once he accepted the will of God unconditionally, he stopped reading the horoscope. I am not a professional poet. This is some very amateur writing, but I do hope it delivers to you the essence of what I am trying to convey, which is nothing but the core fundamentals of the Indian philosophy of Advaita. The world's best astrologer. I am the world's best astrologer. All that I say comes true. It's bound to happen in your life. So here is my reading for you. What the next moment brings, you will never ever know. Pleasure or pain, joy or sorrow. Up and down life's roller coaster, you will go. Some people will love you, while others you love won't. Sometimes you'll get what you want, but most other times you won't. Bad things seem to happen one after another. The good ones happen now and then. You wonder why bad things happen to good people, for surely they don't deserve them. You'll wonder how a friend bought a swanky car, though he didn't work half as hard as you did. You'll wish you'd said some words you didn't, and wish you hadn't those which you did. You'll wish your loved ones didn't say some of the things that they did, and some of the things they wouldn't say, you truly wished they did. You'll lose some people you loved, but what of those you really didn't? You'll miss those you dearly cherished, but spare a thought for those you didn't. Some friends won't always live up to expectations, and you may not live up to theirs as well. Thoughts of your mortality will keep arising, but in the runaround of daily living, they will get quelled. Your concerns will be about health and wealth, for which I have a better cure. Just think for a moment. You have no body, and your worries will be over for sure. No nobody to hate somebody, nobody to keep you bound, nobody to separate you from somebody, nobody to move around, nobody whose health to worry about, nobody whose needs to be met, nobody to call mine own, and then your life will be better set. After all, it's not all about the body. We realize that we are all here to find that most elusive treasure of all, which is called peace of mind. As you grow older, you will have seen happy or sad times don't seem to last. Sic transit gloria mundi, even the glory of the world shall pass. The passing years will help you realize that the best laid plans often get derailed. You have now learned the secret of the universe, that God's will always prevails. With this understanding comes peace of mind in daily living, an acceptance of what is, while the clock of time goes on ticking. You'll finally sit back and wonder, how did I go through all that I did? And you realize you weren't living your life, that instead you were being lived. Success and failure, joy and sorrow, through all of life's dualities, you simply kept flowing like a river between life's polarities. You ultimately reach the ocean, then there's nowhere else to go. For now you have reached home and you need strive no more. No more do you have to search, for now you are at rest. Peace has come over you now, while life had seemed such a test. Peace is our ultimate destiny, and thank God we must, for in deep sleep we meet it, when all problems turn to dust. Peace is man's eternal quest, the birthright that is his, and get it he does when he realizes consciousness is all there is. Consciousness is the producer and director. It is the actor and the audience as well. We are instruments through which it functions. May you truly grasp this well. When we are seen for what we truly are, without the facade of form and name, then hatred, guilt, jealousy, and pride won't arise, and nor will feelings of shame. The same consciousness functions through each and every one. When this understanding cuts through like a knife, it sunders all knots of ill will at once. When you start living with this understanding, that consciousness abides in you and me, then interactions will become meaningful. How much simpler could life be? For no one truly does anything. It is all the will of the source. We are only instruments animated by the one divine force. The future won't frighten you anymore, nor will the past haunt you like before. With the total acceptance of what is, life will become simpler for sure. All doubts of what could have been will disappear without a trace. The planets won't rule over you, for bestowed on you will be divine grace. Then on your knees down you will go, thanking God that all is fine, More so, when you think of millions suffering, living below the poverty line. I am the world's best astrologer. Whatever I say comes true. Although, as God's messenger, I am simply an instrument, just like you. The only message I have for you is the one I get from high above. To transcend all obstacles, all you have to be is love. For love is your true nature. Nothing more by you need be done. With this attitude in daily living, all battles will be over before they've begun. Glory be to consciousness, that is the one source. Be still and know this eternal truth. Consciousness, true love, is the supreme force.